Well, hello, hello. We're kind of hanging out in mass. So we're doing some pretty cool things today at the Bluegrass Creative Market. And we are at the Southland Drive Oaklea Shriners Temple. I've got Cicely. We're in the same spot. We're just not in the same spot. All these different vendors that are here. There's over 50 different artisans that are here today. So we're just kind of celebrating women. And while we're doing that, there's a plenty of other men here too, that they're doing their thing. But we're here today to interview artisans. A lot of women are here. Cicely, what are you seeing out here? I'm seeing all kinds of people out here.
So I'm seeing all sorts of awesome, handmade things. I'm seeing just really, we just spoke with a lady just a minute ago who actually, makes soap, or her friend of hers makes soap, and she uses the wool from the alpacas that she raises to kind of, act as, I guess, like a washcloth and soap combination. And she has a farm here. T-shirt makers.
That's awesome.
I've seen some candy and some food.
Lady, I'm hyped because I know we're going to have some interesting conversations with some people and some artisans today. If you don't already follow MTG the podcast, please do. Simply go to mtgthepodcast.com and you can hit us up at all the places that matter for your podcast. And then also, we'll be again continuing these echoing conversations in regards to artisans and other people that are creating cool stuff here at the Shriners Temple for the Bluegrass Creative Market Spring Market. She does these quarterly, guys, so definitely hit her up when these events happen locally in the Lexington, Kentucky area.
So my name is Mariam, and I own a small business, Mariam Designs, and I've just always been really passionate about creating art and like spreading positive messages to people. So once quarantine hit, I got a little more time on my hands, and I decided that that was finally something that I could turn my passion into an actual business. And like I said, I had a lot of time on my hands, so it was a really perfect time to start my business. And so I sell stickers with like positive messages. I sell prints, greeting cards, and recently I started selling apparel. Just like with positive messages on there, like spreading love to people and just like making people feel better about themselves. So yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, awesome. In a nutshell. So can you share with us a little bit about what's it like being an artisan in this COVID, post-COVID world? I feel like it's a whole new thing.
Post-COVID, still kind of in COVID. Yeah, it's definitely a little crazy. And it's been really interesting because obviously I started my shop online since when I started the pandemic. It was obviously hard to do stuff in person. So that's been pretty interesting. And it's given me a really big platform, I guess, to have that market online because everyone was, you know, kind of sitting at home shopping online. So that was really cool. But now it's cool to have a market like this too, because it's kind of the first time we're able to have like in-person things with social distancing, with masks. But overall, it's been really good. I think I've gotten a lot of really good support, and people have been, you know, supporting small businesses a lot. And it's been really cool to see all the creative work that's come out of post-COVID.
Yeah, I think community is huge.
Yeah, definitely.
That's like the most, I think, most engaging thing that we've done so far. And since COVID, is seeing all the community that comes here thereafter.
One thing that I always say is like, or my friends would always tell me, it's like community over competition, especially with small businesses. Like, I think people get really tied up, and like, usually it's like, oh, they're my competition, they're doing something similar to me. But honestly, building a community, I started mine on Instagram, and that was the best thing for me. I made so many online friends on there, and the other small businesses, so many of them were like, I wish I could drive to Kentucky to visit your market today, because that's how close we've become in just the last year. So that community has been definitely really great, and it's something that's been encouraging and something really positive during this time.
Like, you know. That's awesome. I love your story. Thank you for sharing that with us today. And how can people find you and connect with you?
So my Instagram is Mariam Designs. That's MEERYUM and then Designs. And once you go on there, you can find all the links for my Etsy and my shop online. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
A little bit more about what you do.
Yes, I am Teresa Webb. My company name is Worker Bee Sewing Co. So I specialize in soft-bodied dolls and animals. And I use an embroidery machine, a sewing machine, and hand sewing techniques. And let's see, my daughter is also involved, so it's a mother-daughter business, and we are in Berea, Kentucky.
Awesome, keeping it in the family, I love it. And what has it been like for both of you being an artisan post-COVID, during COVID, and then how has your experience with artisan markets been recently? So is this your first? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay. Well, I am a Kentucky crafted artist, and so I I was juried in like in 2019, so I had like a year to kind of get my feet wet, and then boom, 2020 hit. So everything I learned had to go out the window because, you know, there's no really live show. So I, being a 60-year-old woman, do not know how to do social media very well. And so I had to learn Zoom. I had to learn, well, I still don't know the difference between hashtag and the little swirl with the A in it. The app. I'm still learning how to post on social media.
Right.
And so it has been challenging but exciting too, because I feel like now I can look at something and online and say, oh, I know how to post Instagram now, and I understand, hey, I can put words with my pictures. So yeah, so it's a catch 22, I guess. It opened more, it gave me more room to learn new things.
Absolutely.
And also to be a little bit more creative and have time to do stuff that I would not be able to do.
Well, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
That's an awesome answer.
That's such a great answer. And I love how that it forced you to learn something that you may not have ever even had a desire to learn.
I was afraid of it, you know, because I was like, oh no, it's going to crash, or I'm going to post something that I shouldn't, or whatever. And, you know, I had the time to not be under pressure.
Right.
There was nothing going on. So
right, you had plenty of time.
I had plenty of time. And I created new animals. I decided they should look good on the wall without a body. So I started making animal heads, like full taxidermy animals.
Oh,
so I, as an artist, I expanded. And that's also awesome. As a business woman, learning QuickBooks, and I mean, there's so many things that I had to learn. And see, I just, like I said, 2019 I started, so I still didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
I mean, really, I just, all I knew is I could make fun animals, dolls that were soft, and I loved them, and I wanted you to love them, and that was the only thing I knew.
Absolutely.
And so it really gave me that time to step back and say, okay, now let's turn this into a business and see how we can get this going. And then be creative. And well, my website, my full website is sites.google, workerbeesewingco.com. But I'm on Facebook, and that's, see, it's such a long title because all the other titles were taken. So I had to stretch it out. So it's workerbeesewingco.com, and then workerbeesewingco.etsy.com, and workerbeesewingco.instagram. I mean, you know, because I'm doing it all now. And I'm on Pinterest.
What?
Yeah. So, and then you can click on that and buy it in my little store. I'm so,
I love how the little things make us.
That's such an awesome
triumph, a great win for you.
Yes.
So I'm excited for you. And thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you for having me. And check out the Bluegrass Creative Market, you guys. There are so many artists here. And it's just a happening place.
It is. So I am half of the part of the local Lex Market. My name is Merritt Carbajal. My business partner and I, her name is Karen Gomez, own Two Metal Hustlers. So we have a t-shirt business. But we created a space for all the local artisans, makers, handcrafted Kentuckians for just a market where they can come and have an indoor festival, kind of, sort of. And a space and a safe place and a partnership and a place to grow and love on each other.
I love it. I have personally been in this market, y'all. It is awesome. I absolutely love everything that's in there, from local soaps to food items. I mean, I even got a recipe in my last bag. That was so dope. Like, I love that.
Most definitely. There is something in there for everybody. It's every little bit of price point, too.
we're very female driven in there too. So we got some, we got some badass females in there. So I love it. But yeah, it's all about supporting local and just helping each other, loving on each other hard.
I love it. Okay, so tell me what your experience has been like. I know you opened this kind of really like almost post-COVID, like right in the middle of COVID to the end. What was that like?
Well, we were searching for a property during COVID. So that was tough trying to make the big jump with being in COVID and not knowing and paying the rent and, you know, just the fears and the overall, you know, I guess the mom in is just like, how are we going to cover all this? So we have to find a way to make it work. But honestly, it's just been incredibly heartwarming to open a space and let the community show up for everybody. I mean, every day I get emotional, and I get emotional every week. I cry every day because it's not just about me winning. It's about everybody winning. And I think that mentality after COVID is, you know, after we sit by ourselves for a little while, we really realize what's important.
Yes.
So we got to lean on each other. We got to step up for sisterhood. We got to have all of it. We got to have our Black girl magic. We got to have, I mean, we got to have it all, literally. And we've created a little tribe over there that's just, it's so heartwarming. And I can promise you that you walk in the store and you're going to feel love by the time you leave.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt when I walked in, because you just get overcome with all the amazing artistry, people you never thought from all walks of life even inside of the space. So how can people connect with you and find you?
So we're open 9 to 6 Tuesday through Sunday. So we're closed on Mondays. We're at 439 Southland Drive. We do have, you know, a website, LocalX Market. If you want to become a maker, just email us at localxmarket@gmail.com. Send some pictures. It is juried, so we try to keep it where everybody has their own unique thing and not oversaturate the market.
Yes.
But we're there, and we want you. We want you to come and visit and support local, learn everyone's stories. That's, I think, the most important thing when you learn about these people and how they have real struggles and everyday life adventures. I'm telling you, it'll change your mind. It'll change your world.
Absolutely. It changes minds. It changes hearts. I'm definitely a believer. Thank you so much for creating this space for all of us.
Yeah.
I'm excited to share your story.
Oh, yeah. We're so proud. It's like unbelievable. It's like a dream someday. You just like look at it and it just sparkles at you. It's great.
So I'm Leslie Bettinger. I'm the owner and founder of Island Wild Crafts, and we are a small handcrafted personalization business in Lexington. So we specialize in personalized home decor. You'll see a lot of Kentucky elements throughout a lot of our crafts. Mainly because it's really hard to find that stuff sometimes.
Yes, it is extremely hard to find.
So I, unbeknownst to me, started the business right before COVID hit back in 2020. And that was an adventure. No one knew a pandemic was coming, but that obviously posed a lot of challenges. So being able to count on this type of event happening and knowing that it's happening in a safe space and environment has been really awesome. I've also been able to connect with the local Lex Market that actually is a permanent fixture on Southland Drive.
Yes.
So even though there are obviously been obstacles and challenges along the way, just having that community of makers and creators and having that space that is really supported in this community has been really amazing.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so Cicely, I mentioned this before, Local Lux is where it's at. Okay, I keep saying it over and over again. It's where it's at. So this is where I originally found Local Lux. So
okay, nice.
That's where I started following the Facebook page and everything.
Gotcha.
So I really am glad that you're here. How can people find you?
Yeah, so they can find us, of course, at Local Lex. We have things there, you know, throughout the year. We also have Facebook and Instagram, and that's going to be at Idly Wild. And then we also have a website, which is idlywildcrafts.com.
All right. Awesome. You heard it first, guys. We're going to continue these interviews with these amazing creatives and artisans that are here today. But thank you, Leslie, for being here today. And keep following our show.
Yes, glad to be here. My name is Ray Ann White. I'm with Ray Ann's Popcorn Company. Ray Ann's Popcorn Company is a gourmet popcorn business where each and every one of my popcorn flavors is handcrafted. It's artisan made popcorn with using only the finest ingredients to give my customers the taste that they've come to know and love. So it's a work that I truly enjoy doing.
That is awesome. And so what's it like being a maker, being a small business post-COVID, during COVID, and kind of what have you, what has been your experience with markets like this recently?
Well, I've been in business full-time since November of last year.
Awesome.
And so, as I was saying earlier, it's really been exciting for me. It's been a very exciting journey. Also, initially, it's kind of nerving because you're wondering, are people going to embrace the product? You know, is this going to work? You know, and but if you just follow your heart and believe in your product, you know, and believe in what you do, then it'll be okay. So, since November of 2020, we've been in business. We've taken all the necessary precautions as related to COVID with the shop that I have down at the Julieta Market. And awesome. So, you know, we make sure that people are safe and that we're staying safe as well. And it has really been an experience in terms of people really wanting to get out. And so we've had a lot of traffic to come through the market and taking all the necessary precautions. People feel safe, we feel safe, and it's really been going very well. And so we're just extremely grateful for even this particular market itself. This is the first year that I've participated in it, but I'm telling you, it's been great. Business has been great, and I've met some amazing people who love popping. And I always tell them, thanks for popping by.
I love that. So how can people find you and connect with you and get some of that popcorn?
Okay, so they can find me on Facebook and Instagram, okay. Rayanne's Popcorn Co. for Facebook and at Rayanne's Popcorn for Instagram. My website is under construction, hoping to have that finished soon, very soon. And then they can also call me at 859-489-3331 and place an order. They can place an order on Facebook as well.
All right, hi guys. We're live with, I think, wrapping up our last interview for the Bluegrass Creative Market. We are sitting in here in the Shriners Opia Temple. It has been a jam-packed day from 10 to 3 o'clock today. You do all the things. As you can see, we're doing a lot of things in here today, but today we have one more vendor.
I am Katie Nelson. I'm an artist here in Lexington. My main thing is live wedding paintings. However, I do a lot of commissions and watercolor house portraits.
Ooh.
They're a lot of fun, but the live weddings is my like passion at this moment. So I will go to an event and I'll paint a ceremony, first dance, cake cutting, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll work on it in my studio and then I'll get it back to them. So
that is such a cool experience.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay. So I've been doing it for a little while now, but I still would love to have something like that for like anniversary purposes.
Yes.
Things along those lines.
Absolutely. And if your wedding's even gone, I can do it from photos.
Yes.
As well. So if there's one specific photo that, like,
oh wow,
you know, they just absolutely love, it's a really fun way to like capture. I had someone say that it's like a timeless piece.
Yes.
It's something that's like, I don't know, I just think of someone's great great grandkid, like, this is my grandma, you know.
Yes.
Your great great grandma's wedding painting, like,
oh,
such a
I
heritage kind of thing.
Yes.
So
yeah, you are capturing some very special moments right
yeah,
there. Things
sure.
you want to pass down to your kids and their kids to their kids.
Yes.
And that sort of feel. I love that. So tell me a little bit about your transition with COVID. Like, how has that been? How's your experience been so far?
Yeah.
Kind of in COVID, post-COVID world.
Well, when COVID hit, I didn't work for 3 months. And so I sat in my studio. My studio is in my house. Mm-hmm. It's one of our bedrooms. And I just painted and I just shouted to the internet, like, I'm an artist, come, you know, find me. And with that, the marketing that I have done for myself through COVID has absolutely propelled me into this year. And I have 8 weddings.
Wow.
I could start to cry.
Oh my goodness, congrats.
I'm so like overwhelmed with gratefulness and the fact that people have listened. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, the time that I was really stressed out because I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know if we were going to be able to have to keep our house.
Yes.
Like, was at that point. So post COVID, you know, things are still not quite normal, but weddings are back, and yes. I'm able to come and celebrate with people and create these timeless pieces. So
yay, I love it. Thrilling. What yeah. an inspirational story, though. I feel like we keep hearing these stories of artisans that are taking these moments to, like, okay, COVID shutting us down for a minute, but we're using that to respurn some things.
Yes.
And I'm so glad people are listening, and people yes. are listening and believing you and doing all the things by investing in you, right?
Yes.
And how can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram and Facebook. Also my website. All of those things are Katie Nelson Fine Art. So okay. my website, katienelsonfineart.com, and Instagram and Facebook are the same. So.
Awesome. Well, I'm definitely giving you a follow. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for sharing your story with us
thank
today.
You for doing this podcast. I'm...
We love live events. Me and Cicely had such a great time having you guys a part of the Bluegrass Creative Spring Market in Lexington. We can't wait for the next one and hope you guys join us live on the floor at the next Creative Market. See you then.